Welcome to today's broadcast of Sun, Salt, and Light. Sun, Salt, and Light, S-O-N, knowing and growing in your daily relationship with Jesus Christ, but also being the salt and the light in your marriage, in your family, at your place of work, at your church, and even in the community you're in. I'm Pastor Michael Petit. This is a radio ministry of our church, Calvary Chapel Divine, here in Divine, Texas. We are so glad that you joined us for today's broadcast. We are a Calvary Chapel, so we simply teach the Bible verse by verse, chapter by chapter. We believe that God uses His Word to transform, restore, and to change lives one verse at a time. If you're visiting our area, you'd like to get information about our church or church service times, maybe even track down some of the other teachings that we have available through podcast, whether it's through Audible or Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can do all of that at our church website at calvarydivine.org. That's calvarydivine.org. If you have your Bibles ready, today we'll be in the book of Genesis, chapter 19, verses 23 through 38. I simply entitled this, "A Casual Christian Becomes a Compromised Father." Here is the second half and conclusion of this two-part study. And the two offsprings that come out of this are a problem for Israel for a long time. Sin. It affects Israel. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 through 20. "But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, your God will be careful to do all His commandments and His statutes that I command you today. Then all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Curses shall be in the city. Cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall you be in your basket and your kneading bowl." He's like, whatever you eat, it's going to be cursed. You're going to be starving for food. "Cursed shall be the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground and increase of your herds and your young of your flock. Cursed shall you be when you come in and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and frustration in all that you undertake to do until you are destroyed and perish quickly on account of the evil of your deeds because you have forsaken me." Now you go, "Man, Mike, that's good to go. That's all Old Testament stuff. We don't have to follow it. That belongs to Israel." Colossians chapter 3, verse 25. "For the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality." If you've done somebody wrong and you're doing evil, you will be paid back. And you go, "But man, I've been following for 20 years, and this is the first..." You reap what you sow. And so we see the Lord had allowed the nation of Israel time and time again from the fruit of their consequences and backsliding. In Jerusalem, they had been conquered and destroyed twice. In the northern kingdom, they were was deported to Assyria, never been to be heard from again. The southern kingdom was deported to Babylon for 70 years. After thousands of Jews were slaughtered when Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD, and the Jews were dispersed to all the countries, and they have been persecuted in every country in which they reside. And the present difficulties that Israel is having with the Arabs as a result of God disciplining them for rebelling against Him. These difficulties have all occurred for Israel just as the Lord promised in His curses. He said, "If you disobey me and you break the covenant, there are consequences." And they refused to embrace Jesus. We found that out this past weekend. The Messiah. They killed Him. Now, you read that. Do you think God's going to give you a pass? A lot of Christians think that. "Well, you know, I'm pretty good, man. I think He'll let this one slide." No, there's no partiality. He will judge it. You need to repent. You need to walk away from it. But that's the problem. It's like there's so many believers just like Lot that are casual Christians that are knee-deep in sin, and they won't. They think there's no judgment coming. Well, it hasn't happened in 2 months. It hasn't happened in 3 months. I'm getting away with it. I'm going to just keep doing it. God will judge. You need to be praying for that person. Lord, reveal the sin to them or to her. Show your grace and mercy to her or him. Bring them back into your fold. Like, that's what we need to be praying for people. In verse 34, it says, the next day, the firstborn said to the younger, so they did it once, they're going to do it twice. Behold, I lay last night with my father. Let us make him a drink of wine tonight also. Then you go and lie with him, that we may preserve offspring from our father. So they made their father drink wine that night, and also the younger arose and lay with him, and he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. That man was stone drunk, blackout drunk. And as a father, You know, and I've told y'all this, and it bothers me so much when that's the number one question people will ask. How much can I drink? That shouldn't be the question you should be asking. It says to be continually filled with the Spirit. That's the Lord's will. So you know the Lord's will for your life is to be continually filled with the Spirit, but if you're continually filled with wine or beer or gin, back in the day it was Tanqueray for the stuff like that for people I knew. Cavassier and all that stuff they used to drink, man. That hard liquor. I knew guys that put bottles of that stuff away at night. And they would be blackout drunk. And if you've ever been in the barracks at nighttime, it is the worst place, especially in an Army or Marine barracks. The stuff that happens in there. And I don't know how many girls got raped. And the men wake up, don't remember anything the night before. Blackout drunk. Many, many babies born. The question that you need to be asking is, should I be continually filled with the Spirit or should I be continually filled with the alcohol, the weed, the narcotics? You're a new creation in Christ. That stuff has to go. As Pastor Tony Clark used to tell us, he was like, at what point are you going to raise a child up where they have to push your beer out the way or your vodka out the way to get to their sippy cup? That's the example you're setting. Now for me, it is a no, a hard no. I grew up with alcoholics and angry alcoholics at that. And my father would turn into a whole different man when he drunk. He would beat my stepmother in front of us in rage. He was an angry drunk. But then we'd find him sometimes on the floor downstairs because he blacked out. So for me, it's a big no. But that's my conviction. I would never put my conviction on you. So if you have a glass of wine or you have a glass of beer, I'm not going to freak out. It's okay. But if you start drinking around me where you're tossing them back and you're being filled with the wine and the stuff, I'm going to tell you, hey, you need to slow down. And we need to talk in the morning. Because I love you. And I'll tell you, hey, you're supposed to be continually filled with Spirit. Now, you may go, psst, and that's okay. That's on you. But at least I said something. My wife shared a scripture with me today in Ephesians that it's like not only are you supposed to, and we're going to share it this weekend, but you're supposed to speak up when there's wrongdoing. And we've grown up in a culture where we don't say nothing when somebody's doing something wrong. Oh, that's gossip.
If they're doing what it goes against the word of God, it is not gossip. You grab them, you tell them, this goes against the word of God. It is wrong. But that's you got to be sensitive. You got to be, man, no. If your brother or sister's on fire, you're not going to try to put them out. You're going to try to save them. This is sad. You look at this family and it's broken because the man is not leading. Lot was more concerned about being that political figure at that gate than he was in pleasing those men than he was taking care of his family, investing in his family. Like his own son-in-laws didn't want nothing to do with him. They didn't even listen to him, which speaks to his character. And the first thing when the girls get a problem, what do? Oh, we'll fix it ourselves. Get the wine. It's not fixing it. It's making it worse. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 and 6 says, "And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, whom he receives." I mean, he is training you. In the Greek, it means to train you the way that you would work out in a gym. You're exercising your muscles. You're actually utilizing every part of yourself. And God is training you so you grow up and be mature in Christ. That's how much He loves you. And you go, well, I don't like being corrected. None of us do. Let's be real. Right? Worst thing in the world, I remember getting, man, when Joe told me no, oh. Because it would remind me of my pops. But I knew that first no was, that was it. No, I said no, Mike. And I was like, okay, I better back up because I know it's coming. The eyebrow's going to pop up and it's over. None of us like to be corrected, right? But we need it because we're His children. And God has put some great people around. That's what church is for. Now, if you're just running around pointing people's stuff out and you ain't looking in the mirror yourself, maybe you're not the best one to go correct people. It's not like we're, oh, here it goes. All right, I'm going to catch him. I got her. Come here. You know, and you're just, that's not, no, man. You do it in love. Do it with grace. Do it with mercy. Right? But He loves us enough to correct us. He's training us to be mature. This is part of our sanctification. In verse 36, it says, "Thus both the daughters of Lot became pregnant by their father." So we now have these, the cave life, and now there's grandchildren. And they just watched God destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and they don't think that God can't provide a husband for them? Right? Like Sodom and Gomorrah, this is what puzzles me even with when the Jews came out of Egypt. They just saw the wrath of God and they're complaining about food that they had back in the, and it's like you're with God. Like you're safe in a cave, alive. You could be dead. And you don't think God can't bring you a husband? Man, you got a little God. I don't know what kind of God you're following. God can do all of that. There's nothing impossible for Him. But for them, this is, again, men trying to solve and women trying to solve problems that God is supposed to take care of. Abraham, remember? Ishmael. Him and his wife trying to solve problems they shouldn't have been trying to solve. Sometimes taking a step back and letting God move is what you need to do. And that means being still. And people don't like that. We're impatient. We have to have everything right now. Most of you can't even watch a show for 30 minutes because you have to just watch clips. You don't even have the patience to watch a movie. Well, it's 3 hours, man. Remember, man, y'all don't remember Ten Commandments. These would be 4 hours long. Man. They would take the TV for 4 hours. You're like, I wanted to watch something else. So you're watching Ten Commandments for 4 hours. And that's with intermission and everything. But we're impatient people. We want everything like right now. And that's not how God works. Lord knows we don't need everything right now. Unfortunately, now Lot is going to see the consequences of how he treated his daughter, his daughters. The same men he was going to give him up that were going to rape the men are now created incest with their father. It's just sad. Verse 37, let's close it up here. The firstborn born a son called his name Moab, and he is the father of the Moabites to this day. The younger also bore a son called his name Benjamin, and he was the father of the Ammonites to this day. So these two countries have created massive problems for Israel. The Moabites actually practice Molech worship, where they would actually sacrifice babies. And actually, some of this stuff is happening today with Molech. A lot of these old Babylonian gods, the false gods, are being worshipped by Satanists. And Molech is one of them. So this is still affecting today, this sin. And you go, but it's not affecting us. It is affecting America. Because it was in Cosmopolitan. They have that abortion clinic where they're actually giving them the plan B or whatever that pill is that they get rid of the baby. And they have them say a prayer or a Satanist prayer, whatever it is that they say. But they're giving the baby up to Molech to be sacrificed. So this affects us today. Your sin affects people, not just yourself. You go, but I'm single. Guess what? You got family. It affects the family. Do you go to church? It affects the church. Do you work? Yeah, it affects the work. It impacts. And this is what we see. Leviticus 18, verse 21 says, "You shall not give any of your children to offer them to Molech, and so profane the name of your God, I am the Lord." God has to speak on this in Leviticus. And this goes back to Lot's daughters. Just remember. And then in Zephaniah 2, verse 9, and some of you are probably going, that's in the Bible? Zephaniah 2 verse 9 says, "Therefore, as I live, declares the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Moab shall become like Sodom and the Ammonites like Gomorrah, a land possessed by nettles and salt pits and waste forever. The remnant of the people shall plunder them, and the survivors of the nation shall possess them." And so God will judge. But remember that Lot was found righteous. So here's a couple of applications. I haven't done these in a while, right, Miss Donna? It's been a while. How do we respond to division? If we go back and we remember back in Genesis 13:8, "Then Abraham said to Lot, there would be no strife between you and me and between your herdsmen and my herdsmen, for we are kinsmen." Right? Lot did what? He longed for Sodom. Instead of saying, "Hey, Abraham, you're my uncle, you pick." He could have humbled himself too, but he didn't. The vision needs to be, and it tells us in Amos chapter 3:3, it says, do two walk together unless they agree to meet? Like the men were fighting, but Abraham was looking to settle it peacefully. And that's what division, when we look at division, it's an opportunity for us to come together and handle it in a godly manner. Okay? Division led the men, the herdsmen were fighting, right? Division led Lot eventually to Sodom and Gomorrah. How should we respond when faced with a divine warning in our lives? Well, Lot was told to leave, right? But he looked to the world. He looked to Zoar. What did Abraham do? He looked to the Lord. Pray. When you're given something, you need to start praying without ceasing. If you have a divine warning in your life, you need to pay attention. Like, if you're in sin and you get that scripture the third time or the second time, you better pay attention. God is trying to reach out to you. And sometimes it's from a total stranger. Sometimes you're just flipping through the radio and you'll get to the Christian station and they say the scripture and you're like, oh man, that's twice. God's showing mercy. You need to pay attention and repent. You need to pay attention. And then lastly, how do the actions of Lot's daughter inform us of understanding the cultural norms of morality? So what we do know is that when we read this, I know my stomach turns every time I read that. It's sad that a father would be at this state and his family just broken. Broken, right? But if we think about our own country and the cultural norms that are happening, we just read about all those LGBTQIA holidays, right? And days of concern. But what have we seen recently? We've seen drag queens in libraries reading to little kids. We've seen little kid drag queens go into strip clubs and doing performances in front of men. Our nation is in a tailspin of immorality. And they're trying to make this stuff the cultural norm, and it's not. So if it is sin, you need to open your mouth. You need to open your mouth. If you go to the library, they have a new book that Jack Hibbs added on his show. Real Life Network, really great. It's free. And they have a lot of stuff on there. Real Life Network, they got an app and everything on there with Jack Hibbs. They got a book that they just put in for five to 8 year olds. And it's talking about having, you know, it's okay to touch yourself. It's okay to tell people that you're touching yourself. What do you think is going to happen if a pedophile finds that out? And these books are being put into the libraries, public libraries. They're being sent out for free. So cultural norms, Sodom and Gomorrah, cultural norm. Wake up. Speak up. Don't be afraid. As a pastor, I get in trouble for this. You're not supposed to be talking about Biden. You're not supposed to be talking about that stuff. It's in Scripture. That's where we're at today. We have to talk about these things. And so we need to look at it from why was Sodom and Gomorrah judged? Because of sodomy. What is our nation doing? We're actually withholding funds to Africa, to certain parts of Africa, because they won't do transgender surgeries, they won't allow abortion, and they won't allow LGBTQIA, trans days and pride parades and all that stuff. Because they don't believe in that stuff. And so what did we do? We withheld funds from them. This administration withheld funds from them. You need to wake up. Just read your Bible and speak up when it's wrong. The problem is Christians are just hanging around with Christians and we don't want to, man, you know, I love the worship. I love when we have the entertainment and all that stuff. I'm here to be entertained. No, you're not. You're here for the Word of God. You're here to be equipped with the Word of God to live for your life. And I think we do got a bird that has made its way up in here. We'll get rid of it later. We are in Texas, so we may eat it. So, depending on what type it is.
Well, that concludes today's broadcast of Sun, Salt, and Light Radio. We hope that you enjoyed it. If you'd like to submit a prayer request or get in contact with us or find out service times, you can do all of that at our website, as well as get our podcast at Spotify, Audible, TuneIn Radio, pretty much wherever you can find a podcast. You can just type in Sun, Salt, and Light, and you'll find it.